Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing 2 blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now. Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
You cool with vertical mode, or should I do the other way? Whatever the other one's called.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the episode. I do hope you'll hit that subscribe button. If you're not already, you get new interviews like this one sent your way every single week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating and a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests dropping by: Caroline Polachek, Allison Goldfrapp, Ben Folds, he released a bit of a nephew to Trump on the 4th of July, the cast of Zombies 4, including Milo Manheim and Meg Donnelly. We talked with Wetleg. Wetleg was just here. They got Moisturizer, their sophomore record. Renee Elise Goldsberry, who you know from Hamilton and Girls 5 Eva. Lucy Dacus, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, catching back up with Michael Clifford of 5 Seconds of Summer. We're going to be digging into SideQuest, his solo album, born out of becoming a dad and rediscovering that childlike sense of curiosity. Michael's going to talk about rewriting songs to better reflect his new phase in life, how parenting inspired the unpredictable structures of tracks like Eclipse, and why he intentionally left the drums off KMFA, one of my favorite tracks in the record. He also opens up about the vulnerability of going solo after years with the band, fourth wall breaking lyrics, and the push to do something that feels brand new instead of nostalgic. It's an honest look at finding your own voice while still loving where you came from. Talking about SideQuest, it's Kyle Meredith with Michael Clifford.
Hey, dude, you're such a pro, the way that you do that intro.
I mean, once you said it literally over 1,000 episodes.
Fair.
The biggest thing is, even though I know your name and I have it written down right in front of me, like all the fail-safes, it doesn't matter how many times, like, you're going to say it wrong. You're going to mess up the name.
Like, forgetting song lyrics or whatever.
That's it. Yeah. It's like you've been singing it for 15 years and then suddenly gone. else.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for
having me, man.
It's good to have you back. So here we are. You've got a solo record, SideQuest. What's the story? What's the story? How did you get here?
That's a great question.
Is it
one
really
that I'm not fully equipped to answer that one. How did I get here? I don't know. There's a series of unfortunate events. No, this has just been a journey for me and something that I've been having fun exploring and doing. You know, I've this album has taken me a really, really long time to get right, for no fault for anyone other than myself. I'm just really, for this one, just like having fun. To me, this is just fun. I love the songs that I made. I love the people I got to work with and kind of the stuff that I got to experiment with. Yeah, I'm just stoked to be here.
Well, of course, it comes to the time, you know. I've talked with Luke about his, I've talked with Ash about his, you know.
You're collecting us like Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, dude. Got one
down.
More.
Yeah, three down.
Gallum, wherever he is.
That's where we go. But, you know, at one point, it's time. You know, it's time for this record. But at the same time, like this, like, it's not like you had downtime. I mean, part of your story, right? Like, you've become the dad, and you become the dad and decide now's the time for the record at the same time. That's a little bit maddening, I would expect.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was interesting the way that this process worked is, like, I had a lot of these songs, like, maybe that's an overstatement. I had some songs done before I was a dad. And then sort of like after that, it was like the biggest thing that obviously ever happened to me in my whole life. So sort of once I escaped drowning from that, I sort of had this realization. I was like, man, this, like, a lot of this stuff doesn't necessarily represent this next kind of like phase for me and sort of like who I am now, which is like an interesting perspective, because it's not like my album is about being a dad, and it's not like any of this, you know, any of my music really has that kind of like sentiment in it. It just sort of like I just had a different outlook, and I really wanted to like be a little more childlike with everything. And I think like being a dad with my daughter really helped me embrace that kind of like that like childlike wonder again. And I think that I sort of went back in and sort of like, you know, like half of the songs I scrapped, half of them I wanted to redo completely and change. And I think it just like, it helped me have this like new approach on how I wanted to, like where I wanted it to go. So there was no downtime, definitely not.
And I think what you're getting, like what I'm hearing that you're getting at too, is like, I've got a kid, he's grown now, he's almost 18, but remembering back then how nostalgia started to be different, like, because you start seeing all those things through the eyes of a baby, you know, all the things that you thought you knew. It's like you start seeing it. It sounds cliche when I say, oh, you start seeing it a different way, but you really do start seeing it sort of through their eyes.
You like, for me, it's Tuesday, but for her, it's her childhood, you know? So it's like having this approach of like every single day is so important. And like all of these things that you're looking at, you know, you're watching someone discover something for the first time. And I think that kind of inspired me when it came to music. I was like, man, I want, you know, cause music is one of the places that you can have that experience with art and stuff like that. You can sort of like have that, oh my gosh, this is the first time I'm experiencing, whether it be like a new album or even like a new show or, you know, whatever. And I think like watching her have that like experience every single day kind of like unjaded me in a way. I was like, man, this is like, you know, it's wild to watch that happen. So I was like, I have to find a way to like inject that into what I'm making. Like, I want everyone who listens to it to have that experience of like, wow, this is the first time I'm discovering something. And I sort of had more of a clear picture on what I wanted that feeling to be. Like, to me, whenever I make music, it's kind of less about the like bigger picture of, you know, like, references of like different artists, and like it's not really about like genres and sounds. To me, it's more just like about feelings, and I want it to kind of like invoke certain just feelings and take your mind to like a place that feels a little bit more visual. So that was fun to be able to like kind of figure out that. And yeah,
I appreciate that too, because I miss that. I'll say from the other side of parenthood that what I've learned lately is you basically have two kids. You have, like, I have the one that I used to know back when they saw Everything New. And I used to know this little kid, and he was great. And now I have a cynical young adult, a completely different person.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I do miss that whole newness. And we'll be right back right after this. Hey, it's Kyle Meredith. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful, personalized GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. And getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. And no matter where you live, Effecty makes it easy to access GLP-1 treatments. The entire process is online and remote, so you can start your weight loss journey from the comfort of your home without the hassle of commuting or long wait times. Whether you're in a major city or a small town, you can access top-tier care from licensed professionals at your convenience. So, are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code KMW at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use the code KMW to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. So what are you waiting for? Get started today.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Michael Clifford.
And I guess maybe you're already answering that next question because when you decide to do a solo record, when you've been so known for being in a, you know, a band for so long, like is there a journey to finding your solo identity? Is that even a thing on your mind, that it has to sound different or the same, or it doesn't matter?
I don't know. Me personally, I wasn't really thinking about it. I was more thinking about like just who represents what I am now. And like, I have such a like diverse, weird taste in music that I just sort of wanted to like, you know, like my DNA is always going to be in there as like this kid who grew up listening to like emo music. You know, that's like, that's just, it lives in my blood. And I think I was conscious on like, the only thing I knew I didn't want to do is like create a like nostalgia album. Like that was not something that I had interest in, and not something that like any of us in the band have been interested in doing. I really want it to like provide you with the sense of it and like the feeling of it, but I want you to be like, damn, this is totally new. Like this is not a sound that I feel like I've heard from that kind of thing. And there are elements of like, you know, I dabble into a bunch of different territories, and like I said, like a lot of it is like definitely emo because that's just like who I am. But I also have a lot of other interests and a lot of other like things that I try and experiment with and do. So I think when it comes to like solo identity, I don't necessarily even know what that is. I don't know if I found it. I don't know who I am. I'm just like flying and flailing through the universe, like screaming, help me.
Well, like, you know, in those songs too, like, do I have the song title right? KMFA, like there's no drums in this song. It almost sounds like it's like a demo, but still way more than a demo kind of thing. And something about that, about the no drums, like it made it seem way more intimate, I guess, than the other moments on the record.
Yeah. That one was like, I was like, this song isn't going to have drums. I was like, how do you make this feel like it's doing something that's totally different? Because like, if you put a big gotta get, or like whatever, put it on it, it's like, okay, I feel like I've maybe heard that before, but like, you know, I was lucky to get to work on that one with my favorite artist of all time, Porter. And you know, when I like kind of told him my sort of like vision for the no drums on that one, he was like, oh, 100%. He was like, cause when he first heard the song, he was like, all right, I wonder if there's a drum beat that like, can do like this. And I was like, dude, and this is hard for me to say because Porter is like my favorite artist of all time. Like I genuinely is number one on my list. And you know, I was like, dude, I'm not gonna question you, but I don't think there's drums on this one. And it was interesting. He then heard kind of what I was hearing with it. And you know, that one is like, it's fully produced out in every way. And it's like, you know, got all the bells and whistles and stuff, but it's like one thing is missing.
Right.
It's like there's just this chunk that's missing. And I just love that kind of like, that kind of feeling of you're like, man, why didn't they add drums? Like, that's what I want people to feel like. Cause it's, you know, there's only so many ways to make things that have like their own identity and like uniqueness now, you know, like everyone is so creative and everyone's done everything. So there's a few different ways that I've had fun on this with like doing stuff that's like, you know, my favorite thing to do is like start doing the thing that like is really expected and you're like, oh, okay, the song's gonna do this. And then it does the opposite every time. I had fun trying to like push in some of those moments. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how you just take something out and it makes all the difference.
Yeah, especially something like drums, you know, it's like that's like the foundation and like the beating heart of every song. And all of a sudden when you get rid of that, like, and you know, in the context of the kind of lyric as well, is like, I think it's just like interesting that like you can have this thing that feels so familiar but feels like there's something missing. I just
one of my
that.
Favorite moments on the record, definitely.
Awesome.
Maybe for that. It's a great song on top of that. And there's so many great songs on it. It's at times a very lyrically dark album, or at least the way I'm hearing it too. I mean, right from the beginning, I wrote down like, when you hear things like cool, I don't fit the parts, when your clothes only fit in 2015, enough has it all in there. Okay. Give me a break. I mean, calling out, give me a break's really interesting. Because, and you do that a few moments on this where it's very much like fourth walling it, I guess. If you're a movie, that's what it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. No, that was like my intention with a lot of this, you know, and like on Give Me a Break, you know, like me and Austin from Waterparks have become like super, super close friends now. And he's kind of the guy that I'll text if I'm like, you know, if like the internet or like something is bumming me out. I'm like, bro, come on, like, let me vent here. And I just think like lyrically, he saw the like the lane, and I loved like being able to like almost have a conversation with him on his part in the song, where we kind of like reference each other's names and like we're having a conversation. I just thought it was like so real to me in those moments, you know. But yeah, like fourth wall breaking is like what I've been trying to like, you know, I guess when it comes to like, you know, solo identity, and what's amazing about the band is like when we come together, we create something that represents all of us. So, you know, like it has its place and it has its thing that we all do together that makes sense for us. And then when I went and tried to find, you know, what I was, you know, what my voice was, I was like, fuck, I don't even know. So I think like approaching some aspects of it where like, you know, you can listen to Cool and like nobody else can sing that, you know, like nobody else is going to be able to say in a bridge, you know, when you're the guy who caught fire with the colored hair in the band about underwear, you know, like nobody else can sing it. So I found that really fun to explore different moments of like, man, there's like what's something that only I can say, something that like only has happened to me. And like, I'm saying like a lot. I don't know why I'm doing that.
No, it's like, but so I even said like there too. that's one of my favorite things about some of my favorite artists. And there's no right or wrong answer here, but there's always that struggle. Like, do you write universal? Like the first thing came to my mind, you know, like Bowie wrote Heroes, you know?
Yeah.
You can be heroes just for one day. Yeah. What a great line, what a great anthem, whatever, thanks to a great melody on top of it.
Yeah.
But then you've got something like U2's Pride when it gets to the verses, and it's so historically specific, you know, Monday morning, April 4, you know, all that stuff. It's like, when artists do that, I feel like even though like you're talking about something so specific to you, I grab onto that more.
It becomes more relatable because
than just the big
100%, right. 100%. Yeah. And like, it's the hardest thing to say sometimes is like, you know, especially like saying it how it is, you know, that, and that's, you know, I'm not the best lyricist in the world. And I, you know, it takes me a long time to find what I'm trying to say. It's just sort of like part of me. I, you know, subject to the album, I'm like a chronic overthinker. I overthink every word, every like fucking, you know, like when I was making it, I'm like, does this snare sound represent me? And it's like kung, and I'm like, nah, it's less of a kung and more of like a duh. And then I'm, you know, I just get in this loop of like shit that just doesn't really matter. And I think like what was interesting with Cool is that was the first song, because I was like, I had all of these ideas and I'm like kind of working on all of them, and I'm like, you know, pushing one, pushing another, and I'm like sort of getting them there. And then when my team was like, hey, we need to sign off on a song, like we need a song finished, I was sort of like, fuck, you know, the idea of delivering a song and being like, okay, it's done, was just absolutely horrifying to me. It was like the biggest like mountain to climb, because I was like, how am I meant to like give this in the state that it's in and be like, it's done, I'll never touch it again, you know? It just like scared the shit out of me. And what's interesting is like doing that with the band is so easy, because when you've got more people to be like, this is it, right? This sounds like it's the thing or whatever. And you've got that reassurance, you can kind of like make decisions that are harder because you're like all in it together. But for me, I was like, fuck, like this is gotta be it. This has to be the first thing. And I the irony of Cool being the first one that I was like, okay, it's done, you know, like just with the like subject matter of the song, right, being like, I'm overthinking everything, I have no idea if this is cool, I'm like, I don't know if this sucks, if it's good, like, but whatever it is, I'm like, here we go, like, let's just get one.
I think that's I think it's a Salvador Dali line or someone of that era who was saying like, a painting's never done, it's just sort of taken away from you.
Yeah. That's how I feel like with all the songs on this. I'm like, they're all just someone needed them. And I needed those deadlines. I wouldn't have been able to make music without it. I mean, I would have been able to make a lot of music, but not music that anyone would have heard. So, yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Michael Clifford.
Like, how do you feel about being on the stage without the guys, you know, to play these?
Fucking horrified. Yeah. No, like, absolutely. Because
that's now everyone's looking at the vulnerability that you're singing, right?
Dude, and I'm like, I want to, like, go to the show and be like, hey, you know, can everyone turn around? Like, I'm like, not, you know, don't even look at me. Just, like, pretend you're somewhere else. Somewhere I'll go and do something. Yeah.
Jim Morrison used to do that. Played his back to the crowd.
Did he?
Security.
Wow.
Yeah.
Free refunds on that or no? That'd be...
I mean, luckily you had the rest of the doors there, so...
Yeah, fair.
You can get away from that. Do you bring any of the Five Sauce songs into the live shows? Do you think about that stuff? Like, you got an opportunity to go deep and weird if you want.
I don't think so. I think, you know, what's beautiful about this and being able to, like, experiment on our own is, like, we still have the band, you know, and that's the beauty of what we've, you know, been able to, like, culture together in this band is, like, you know, we can all do our own things, and then, like, we come together and it becomes this big blockbuster movie, and then you can go watch the, like, you know, the other stuff. So I don't think I'd do that. I actually know I won't do that, because it's like, you know, if you want to hear a Five Sauce song, then come to a Five Sauce show. So, yeah.
But you could flip it the other way. I mean, now that you all are amassing solo catalogs, like, if you want, you can actually flip it the other way. And then
flipping the other way makes a bit more sense to me than it does.
Right.
The other way. Yeah.
Like, that's a moment in the show. Now everybody takes a solo song or whatever, you know,
we'll all play our full albums, and then you'll be there for, fuck, the 5-hour show, maybe.
Take that, Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. Try albums, all of them.
It is a great record, and it ends beautifully too with Eclipse. That track right there is, you know, we talked about you not this not being like the you know, the new Parent album, but, and I don't know if that's what the song is about, like, that's what I hear in that song. Like,
yeah, no,
where that, are we left?
That song, to me, what I found, like, really fun about that one was, like, you know, I had actually, with that one, it's like, I wanted you to have this feeling of, like, what parenting is like. It's, and that sounds strange, but it's like, you genuinely don't know the structure of the song. Like, it could be like loud noise out of nowhere. It could be like, it could be silence for a second. It's like unorthodox in how many like bars it does. And I really loved the kind of like messaging behind that of being like, man, you just like, I it could be anything at any point, you know? So I loved making that and being able to push like really weird with, you know, the sound selection and like, you know, doing, you know, there's like a, like the ending breakdown is only like, is like, you know, less than like 10 seconds of the song. And it's like the full climax of it or whatever. It was fun to be able to like create something that was just so like, so all over the place to represent to me what parenting is like. It's just like fucking insane.
Perfect ending to the record. It really is. And I love what you've done here. However you had to get there, the journey to it, you did it though. And so, you know, obviously congratulations on it, man. Seriously.
Thanks, dude. Thank you so much. And now you gotta go find Callum.
Then you're
complete.
One to go. One band to rule them all. Or I'm mixing metaphors or whatever now. So it's references.
Yeah.
Seriously, man, it was so great to catch up with you again. Congrats on this one, and I do look forward to seeing you out on the road.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My thanks to Michael. SideQuest, check it out. Thanks to you for checking out this episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence. YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And I do hope you give the series a rating and leave a review as well. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews and lots of music news. One of my recent shows features some classics and favorites from Simon and Garfunkel, Lucinda Williams, Semisonic, Garbage, R.E.M., Sparks, Fishbone, Haim, Black Pumas, Death Cab for Cutie, Handsome Boy Modeling School, Personal Trainer, David Byrne, Pearl Jam, Husker Du, Wishy, and my interview with Beck. That's what you can hear weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith, so I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition of Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Boom. There you have it.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand, through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.